So, yeah, I've been blessed. Everything's going well. And God's at work. I got inspired yesterday to do a sharing for the beginning of the month about, you know, why we pray for laborers. And I kind of looked at back at the records of that in the scripture where Jesus said, you know, pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest. He was saying that to his disciples, and the, you know, motivation was the compassion because they were a sheep without a shepherd, you know. And then in Luke 10:1, where he spoke to the other 70 and also told them to pray to the Lord of the harvest, you know, because the harvest is great. And so there's two different perspectives on why to pray for the laborers. And then I just went through other records, you know, and reminding how that, even though the phrase pray for the laborers isn't in the church epistles, it's all over the church epistles, but under different words, you know. And you can see that, you know, where the word of the Lord was multiplied, the disciples were multiplied. So the great focus, you know, from that sharing was about, you know, praying for the laborers and the outreach, you know, and the growth, and that God gives us his works to do. And then this evening I was inspired to do another audio, which I'll send you after this sharing now I'm doing with you, about honoring God, you know, and going to the scriptures and just looking at that again. I think it's good to remind ourselves of the heart of why we do things, because, you know, we can just go through the motions, and God never intended us just to go through the motions, the rituals, the tradition. God wants us to be led by the Holy Spirit and to be led by him, to be energized by him, to be inspired by him, to use his thoughts, his ideas. But sometimes we need to come back to the scriptures as God directs and shows and puts in one's heart to do that, which God certainly has put in my heart. And just to show people, you know, this is what God is saying. And also by the Spirit, God is speaking the same things. And it isn't just a man-made idea or philosophy or ways to get money or ways to get you to go and get people. You know, we're not building a cult. This is not a cult. You know, we're not trying to 101 ways to build a cult and to make another ministry. We don't want to do that. We're building the body of Christ as God gives to us the laborers, as he bellows to us the laborers, and as he puts us before the laborers. And our job is simply to speak, to preach, you know, the good news concerning the Lord Jesus Christ, to tell people what God has done by Jesus Christ and what's available, and that people can be born again, people can receive the Holy Spirit, they can become heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus Christ, they can have eternal life. And so these are the things that we want to encourage people, and then we lead them into the next phase after being born again, after someone's received the words gladly and become born again. Then we lead them straight into the practices. Okay, now you speak in tongues. Get them to speak in tongues. Someone that's new, we don't have to take classes and we don't have to take a whole year. We right away we can get them to speak in tongues. Okay, now you can do. Now you've got the Spirit of God. Now you open your mouth. You move your lips, your throat, your tongue. You give forth the sound. Breathe up, breathe out, and begin. You know, shalapokohandalamasondolamasianda. You begin to speak in tongues. You operate that gift of Holy Spirit within you. That's the beginnings of it. And then we encourage people, okay, now God will give you perfect words. Go and tell people about this good news, this new life in Christ, this new way that you found and what it's done for you. Now God's touched your heart, and tell people they can become born again. They can be healed. They can be delivered. They can be set free. And then we teach people to honor God with their substance, their finances, for their blessing, for their benefit to begin, so that they can see that God's with them, that they've now changed lords. They're not under the law of sin and death anymore. They're under the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus and been made free from the law of sin and death. So now it's new kingdom, new rules, different kingdom, different rules. And now the rule for us is that God is the source of all our supply. He supplies all of our need according to his glorious riches by Christ Jesus. If you have a job, God has supplied the job for you. He's given you the wisdom, the skills, the understanding, breath, education so that you can do that job. He's provided you the faculties to learn and to comprehend and to move and to partake in a job. So God has provided everything. He's now the source. The job isn't the source of your supply. The job isn't paying your bills. God is paying your bills, and he might be using that job to do that. And God can promote you in that job. God can make you the top in that job. He can make you the CEO of that work. He can make you top chief, top earner, and with all the other blessings that can come your way, because God is recognized as the source of our supply. And that's where God wants us to recognize. He wants us to acknowledge him in everything that we're doing. He wants us to trust in him with all of our hearts and lean not into our own understanding, but in all our ways, acknowledge him. He wants us to acknowledge God, and then it goes down into that Proverbs chapter 3, and it says, honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thy increase, If you do that, God says, so shall your barns be filled with plenty. So God is showing, listen, I've given you everything. I want you to honor me with what you've got. What you've got to give to me is what I've already given you, but I'm going to multiply what I've already given you, but you need to trust me rather than the things I've given you. And this is the heart that God wants us to have, and this is the understanding that God wants us to have and to know and to live and to breathe and to communicate to people. So, honoring God isn't just like a ritual. It isn't a duty. It's a worship. It's an acknowledgement. It's a trust in the Lord with all of our heart that we are looking to God to supply all of our need according to his glorious riches by Christ Jesus, So we teach people to honor God straight away. Begin to honor and let God multiply your seed. Let God bring you the wealth and the blessings and the riches and the open doors, because that's what he wants you to have. He wants you blessed to be a blessing. Just like we see in Indra and Nepal, they're so blessed now, they even pay for our hotel rooms and they pay for our meal, and we don't ask them to do that. They just do it. They step up. You go and pay, you go get ready to go and pay your hotel bill and it's already paid. You get ready to pay the bill, it's already done. And this is the heart of generosity amongst the believers. They know that they want to do this because they know God's going to multiply them so they can keep on doing it. And they want to do it. And that's the difference. When we want to do something with a happy, joyous heart, that's what God will really multiply and really bless. And then, he wants us to pray for those laborers, which I've already covered. He wants us to really beseech God that God will throw out the laborers. Just like when that ekbolo, it comes to my mind of Jesus going into the temple and driving out the money changers. He drove them out, he threw them out. And that's how we want God to throw out to us the laborers. Like, Father, throw these laborers out to us. Bring us before them as well. Bring us before great men so that we can speak thy word. And here we are. Send me. This is the heart God's looking for, that people will cease from their own work and ways of doing things and start being led by him. Start walking with the one true God. Let's walk with the one true God. We don't need man's permission to walk with the one true God. We don't need religious permission. We don't need another believer's permission. We don't need another leader's permission, but we can go directly to God through that Christ in us. And we can say, okay, God, now you speak to me. You give me your before ordained works for me to do. Here I am. Send me. I will speak for you. I will open my mouth. I will go to the nations and declare your goodness and your love and your son. I will make known your son, who is the way, the truth, and the life. I will speak forth thy words with all boldness. and I won't hold back anything, favourable or unfavourable to me, to all depending on the audience we're speaking to, you know, whether people believe it or not, we'll speak thy word. I will speak thy word. And so, you know, amongst that, praying for the labourers with a willing heart to preach and to teach and to encourage and to exhort, to reprove, correct. That's what we do, you know, and we do it as God's working in us, and we're not looking to do it, we're just ready to do it. So when God says go, go. When God says open your mouth, he'll fill it for you. He'll give you the words and the things to say. And, you know, and that we're not to trust in man. No, cursed is the man that trusteth in man and maketh flesh his arm. We don't rely on or lean on anyone, but we go to God, you know, and we go and stay connected where God wants us connected, where we're going to get direction to go to God and to trust God and to lean on God, to go to God for our answers, that we need that encouragement. And, you know, when we get that encouragement from another wonderful minister or leader where God's got us connected, then it spurs us on to continue to run the race. You know, because we're running a race, you know, and we're not running to lose. We're not participating to come behind. We want to win. We want to win and run our race and stay in our lane where we're going to get blessed. We're not jumping in somebody else's lane. We're moving with the direction of God. We're following the path that he's made for us. And that's the real heart of all of this. You know, Jesus, he didn't confer with man. Paul didn't confer with flesh and blood, but he moved with God. And we don't have to confer, you know. And the connections are for safety and as God directs us and for encouragement, and God can work in someone to speak up if it's going wrong or someone's going the wrong way. And if no one's there to speak, God will send an angel or he'll speak directly himself, because God can do it. Just like he warned Paul. You know, God told Paul. Paul didn't listen to God. So God told him by way of the believers and prophets, and he still didn't believe, and on he went. He went on, and he got caught up and tied up in Jerusalem because he didn't listen. And that's our downfall, is when we don't listen, when we know that we're being spoken to directly to our hearts, but we make excuses for the things God has shown us to do because we got our own idea of doing something. We want to cease from our own works and just be humble and meet to the direction of the one true living God, who is above all and in all and through us all. He's working in us, you know, and Christ is the head. And Jesus set the example of how to walk God, how to look to God, how to trust God, how to stand and speak, how to stand and command, how to bring deliverance, how to raise the dead, heal the sick, cleanse the leper, how to calm the storms, speak to the bush, speak to the wind, speak to the waves, speak to trees, speak to the withered hand, and bring life or death, like he did to the withered, you know, the fig tree, the withered away. You know, so this is the power and authority we got. You know, the death and life is in the power of the tongue, and those that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. So we want our words to be word orientated, seasoned with grace and salt. You know, ready to go words, ready to edify others, not compromising, not falling into traditions of man again, and following man's ways, but no matter who they are and how sincere. God says, now you listen to me. Hearken unto the voice of the Lord your God. Obey the voice of the Lord your God. That's what God wants you to do. That's what God wants me to do. And all those that look to him. And so when we do what God puts in our heart, that's when we start to become fruitful. If we're still getting the same results, because we're still doing the same old things, God, we need to step out in faith. That means you don't know where you're stepping out onto, but you're moving forward with God, even though it might feel dangerous or lonely, or is this the right way, or uncertain. You know, God makes sure and strong our path that he gives us to walk on. Sometimes it might seem uncertain, but when we trust God, then we see the light, we see the way, we see the deliverance. And God says, this is the way, walk ye in it. Follow this path. Keep your eyes on me. Trust only to me. Look only to me. You know, do what my son done. you are as he is. As he is right now, that's how you are. That's how powerful you are. You've got to start believing that. You've got to ask me to build your faith with that. We've got to see ourselves bigger than we actually are, because we're not looking at ourselves. We're looking at the Lord Jesus Christ and what he is now. And he's bigger than the whole universe. You know, read Colossians, read Ephesians, what he's done, Romans. You know, we see his wonderful life and example, and that we've been entrusted with the gospel to speak it forth. And we got the words and ministry of reconciliation. That's every believer has that wonderful honor and privilege to speak forth the words of God. So that's what we encourage people, to speak by the Spirit, move with the living God, you know, speak in tongues, speak by the Spirit, pray for the laborers, honor God with their substance, and stay connected, like we see in the church epistles. You know, it said, even Paul said, among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. Don't commit it to anyone. People that don't really receive your words gladly, or just kind of look at you, and you know that they're hearing you, but they're not doing what they're encouraged. You don't commit it to them. You commit it to the ones that receive the words gladly and that continue therein. Just like on the day of Pentecost, that is the standard, that people receive the words gladly and they continue in the apostles' doctrine and in fellowship and in breaking of bread from house to house, you know, sharing their goods amongst them and having favor amongst the people. And then the Lord adds to the church daily such as should be saved, just like we see it in India and Nepal. And God's going to currently and start doing that even on a bigger scale now in front of our eyes where we live, where we practice what I've just shared. When we walk with God, when we're led by the Spirit, when we cease from our own works and our own ideas and other people's ideas and being familiar with the things around us, but stepping out with God, that's what God wants us all to do. And then he can really have his own way. So yeah, that's what was in my heart. That's what came out of my mouth. It was in my heart and in my mouth. And God has energized that to speak to you and encourage you, brother. So God bless your heart.